The $1 million is an incentive because it's Clyde's way of acknowledging whatever happens at Gate Circle is going to be very pricey, very time-consuming, very arduous. $1 million is probably about 1/100th of what it's going to cost to ultimately redevelop the Gate Circle's property.
And what are some of the specific challenges? I know from sitting in the upper floors, and what we don't necessarily realize as we drive around the circle, is that those are almost like nesting dolls. There are buildings wrapped around buildings. What are some of the other challenges?
Well, there's 11 buildings that have been added on there at various times from the late 1800s through the 70s or 80s, whenever the last expansion was. You have environmental concerns from the ambulance bay, from, you know, the oil, that's the brownfield consideration. You have the neighbors. They've already been pretty vocal about what they want to see happen around Gate Circle. Look at what Uniland went through with their condo tower that ended up in litigation, and ultimately Uniland has a very big piece of property and nothing's happened there yet.
And the big piece of property is the former Park Lane site?
Correct. And more recently, Walgreens wanted to put a store on the other side of the circle and met equally strong opposition. So you have neighborhood opposition or neighborhood passion. That's probably more accurate. Neighborhood passion for what they want, what people want to see happen. And it's a premier Buffalo location. You're right at the edge of the Olmsted Park system. You're on Delaware Avenue. There's a lot of traffic that goes by there.
High visibility.
It's probably as visible as the Statler was at the other end of Delaware Avenue.
All right, you brought up the Statler, but the fundamental difference between these two sites is that Gate Circle is a predominantly residential area. That said, is there some way that the process that we encountered with the Statler can inform us about what to do with Gate Circle?
It's apples and oranges. The Statler was a bankruptcy scenario. This is totally different. Clyde is shifting everything to the medical
campus.
Well,
aside from the business aspects, just the potential development aspects, is there any way that the Statler process can inform us as to the potentialities of Gate Circle?
Again, it's apples and oranges because the Statler was a registered National Historic Landmark. There was more architectural and historical concerns about that. There are parts of the Miller that go back to the early 1900s. Those should be saved, should be preserved if possible. Again, if you ask my own personal opinion, if I was a developer, and again, this is just Jim Fink's opinion, no one else's, I think the land is more valuable than the building. If I was a developer, I'd be considering just demolishing everything, and then you have a 10-acre, almost 11-acre shovel-ready site, and you could probably do a mixed-use development of
some
sort.
Well, not entirely shovel-ready, because we would still have the brownfield issues of the ambulance bay.
Correct, but you're going to have remediation issues regardless with that property.
What do we do? Let's just look at this site for a moment and ask, what is the best application for this land or for adapting this building?
Well, you have to look at it against the backdrop of the current economy, the fact that we're in Buffalo, we're not in Phoenix, we're not in Boston, so there's only a limited development pool to begin with. And, again, the passion of the neighborhood around it. You cannot, for instance, I don't think you could build a 23-story condo tower there. I don't think student housing would fly there. I think some sort of mixed, almost village-like development would probably work best, like a 2- or 3-story hotel, some fill-in retail, maybe some smaller apartments or condos.
Do we in any way have to think about complementing what could go on the Uniland site?
I think the two go hand in hand, and I think that's one of the reasons why Uniland has expressed an interest in the Gate Circle property, because they would like to do it as a whole.
And do you think there's a good chance of cooperation here if we do, in fact, have two different developers?
I think it serves everyone's best interest if there are two developers, that they work in tandem. To work in competition with each other serves no purpose.
And how long before we see how this might play out?
I think you'll have a designated, quote-unquote, designated developer by the end of the year, I would think. What happens beyond that, it's a long-term process. It's not going to happen overnight. We're probably talking 10 years, maybe longer, till that site is fully redeveloped in however, whatever shape it's redeveloped in.
All right, Jim, thanks for your time.
Thank you.